This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Alex, give us a countdown in the top five reasons why the Poop Crew should not be talking shit by the end of this trophy war.
Because we're not even halfway through the month. Because our secret weapon, D-Town Dobson, hasn't even started, hasn't even begun to unleash carnage upon people. Because I Yield to No One is true to his name, and he's killing it as far as platinum goes. We're not scared. Trophy or some screwed. Lego.
Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. The city with something mean is supposed to be. You believe, but I told that be so awesome and that down and be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Rated M. I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Behold.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 249. I'm your host, Ricky Mick. Alongside with me, the Horseman Brothers, Alex.
That's me, right?
You are a Horseman Brother.
Yep, three plat strong this month.
Also with us, I Yield to No One.
I'm five plat strong this month. I'm branding it.
Donnie.
What up, dope people? And I do feel bad. Because I am the one holding my Horseman's back.
Good, you should. You know what? You know what? Here's what I expect you to bring it the last half of this month. You should be stomping a mud hole in all three of us. Because Alex and Tricky are mowing down the trophies. I'm trying to mow down platinums. You need to start bringing it, man.
And you're absolutely right. And by me having the plat count that I have over y'all, I should not be doing what I'm doing now.
I'm getting really close to you, Donnie. You know that, right?
Yeah, and I see that. And this trophy war has made me look bad because I don't want any of you guys getting close to me. I love you guys, but I don't want you guys getting close to me in plats. And this
somebody's not the alpha male anymore.
I know. My e-penis is not as big anymore.
I would use the word shriveled.
Tricky needs to watch out because I've been within one of him twice.
Yeah, you're not within one of me now.
Due to my poverty, that's why my trophy count in this war is bad, because I can't afford to go out and get no games, and I platinum like 95% of all the games that I own.
PlayStation and, Now, have you had a trial to PlayStation Now, a free trial to PlayStation Now yet?
Well, that's what I've been getting. What, 7 days?
7 days you can get a platinum in.
but it's the same, probably the same each month as what, GameFly?
Well, now, well, it's $20 a month for PlayStation Now, or if you get a 3 month subscription, it's $15 a month, so it's $45. I actually just bought PlayStation Now subscription.
I'm not gonna go out to the GameFly route again. The games are newer.
Newer is fine, but Donnie, in a war, you need the games that you can run through real quick.
And I hear that, and I will see about this free thing.
Before we go into our updated trophy count, let's give an update on the war. Now, disclosure, the trophy counts that I'm going to give you now are not our updated counts. As far as the war is going, the Horrors and the Poop Crew have agreed that come Friday at 3 p.m., we are going to lock down our counts for the official count for the week. As of right now...
Well, as of this past Friday, you mean?
Yeah, excuse me. As of Friday at 3 p.m., the Whores are down 174 trophies, and we are down one platinum. So we're not doing too bad.
Not doing too bad, but we must admit they are worthy adversaries, I guess you can say, because they do have more time to play games than we do.
You know, I was gonna, I asked this to Tricky. With how many trophies they got the first week, like, do they all work at, like, an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese where no one actually comes in? Like, they just have mops sitting around to act like they're working and they just have their Vitas? Like, is that where they work? Because, like, I have, like, a regular 7-3, 8-4 job, and, like, I don't know how the fuck they're playing as many games as they have.
Well, I'm not going to use who and what, but I know at least one of them is a boss, so he gets to sit in his office and play Vita.
I get, okay, I know exactly which one that is.
Okay. So he is running through the gauntlet on freaking Vita games. And he's actually running around the house with his Vita doing remote play for the PS4. You know, while he's doing his wifely duties. But what he's doing is he's playing the games that require hardly any attention to the actual screen. He's running through games, not caring about the story, just clicking buttons, and he's popping plats and trophies. So, kudos to him. He came up with a good strategy, but we're not playing that way. Now, in the first week alone, they gained 402 trophies to our 253. The second week, which is the week we're reporting, they gained 225 trophies to our 200. So they're slowing down. They got 8 platinums the first week. We got 6. They got 2 platinums this week. We got 3. And as of current count right now, we are even on platinums earned this week, but they do have us by 50 trophies gained so far this week. They're definitely bringing it, but in our defense, one of our competitors, Lucia, he has 100 trophies and a platinum on his Vita that he's unable to sync because the power cord for his Vita died, so he had to order a new one. So come Tuesday morning, we'll have his updated account. And
the Vita. Okay, we already talked about our thing, what we had to say about the Vita, especially me. What's the deal with this power cord? They're not giving us games for the Vita, and now they're giving us crappy power cord? Because that's not the only time I'm hearing. I heard it from you, Tricky, and I heard it from, Lucia, and I heard it from, a couple other people about the power cords. What's the deal with these freaking Vita cords?
Well, it depends on which Vita you have. If you have the updated Vita, the power cords aren't going away. If you have the old-style Vita, which I think Alex and Yield, you both have the old-style Vita, right?
I assume so.
Well,
it's,
I don't know.
It's the one with the,
I've got the one with...
It's the one with the fat plug.
Yeah, the fat plug.
Yeah. For some reason, that wire that goes from, the little power brick that you plug into to the actual Vita, those wires are starting to go away.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a faulty design in that wire. I bought a charger now that's actually a charger that could charge the new Vita, the old Vita, and my cell phone all at the same time.
Be careful with that.
All right, so that is the update on the war. Now, I will tell you guys, inside the Skype chat, I have sent you guys some audio. I know Donnie's the only one that's downloaded it so far. I would tell you two to download it because it is episode 20 of the Poop Cruise podcast. Now, they told me to ignore it, and this is wartime. I'm not going to ignore it. So I listened to, the first half an hour. The first 15 to 20 minutes, I think you guys should get a listen to it. Because they're definitely flapping their gums over there. Donnie, have you had a chance to listen to it yet?
Yeah, I heard it, and they are talking, and... Like I said, I can't say Jack because I just apologize to you guys.
Well, they also have one guy on their team that, since the war has started, has earned a total of 12 trophies, but did gain 1 platinum in the war so far. So at least Donnie has matched him for platinums right now. Because Donnie, up until this week, was the only person without a platinum in the war.
Wait, Donnie, which game did you platinum?
Well, Far Cry Primal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's I played Far Cry 2. That's what really got me addicted to the whole Far Cry series.
Oh,
played
wow. Far Cry 2. I'm really sorry because Far Cry 2 sucked.
No, I dug it. I did. That's what got me hooked on Far Cry. But I played 2, 4. I own 4. And Primal is the easiest trophies in the game. Primal, it is short too. Yeah, it's a short game, especially if you want to just breeze right through it and not really care about trophies. It's short. I wouldn't recommend breezing right through it because you have to upgrade yourself. And with each upgrade, you got to get that. It'll help you out with fighting the last leaders and bosses, and the bosses are somewhat difficult. I meant to put this up on Facebook or Twitter that I found I can send it to you guys on the station. I found the Assassin's Creed symbol on the map of Far Cry Primal's map. I took a picture of it and all that stuff. And it's the Assassin's Creed symbol. So I'm assuming that is where the cornerstone of the Assassin's Guild began, somewhere in that area on Far Cry Primal.
All right. Well, before we actually get too deep into that, Donnie, let's take a moment to mention that next week is episode 250. We are going to be doing a live Twitch show. It's also going to be on YouTube at the same time. Right now, there is a post in the Facebook, Proving Gamer Facebook page, giving you all the details. We will be live on Twitch. There is a phone number and a Skype number you can call to call in live during the show and have your voice heard and talk to us at the same time. It will be going off at next week, which is March 20th, and we will be going live at 7 p.m., or maybe 7:15 if we just want to annoy Donnie. That's all Donnie can say.
Don't do that.
But be sure to, if you're not able to meet us, you can send us an email or an MP3. A couple of people have done sending an MP3 already into the show to congratulate us for 250. So be sure to check that out. All right, so actually, let's get into the show now and give you our actually updated trophy count. I am level 29, total trophies of 6,833, and a plat count of 52. Donnie.
I am level 27 still. Trophy count is 5865. Plat is 78. I added one, which was, I was mentioning earlier, Far Cry Primal.
Alex?
You know, I'm kind of rooting for Donnie here because, well, he's on my team and I want to beat the Loot Crew. But then I'm also, like, competing against Donnie.
Because you're only 10 behind now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll take it. Go Donnie. Let's see more of that. I am, let me get to it. Hold on. Yeah, professionalism. Level 26. I gained a level. So I'm brand new spanking level 26. Woo-woo. Total trophy count of 5,103 and 68 platinums in 67 games. So again, I've earned 3 since the war started.
Are we allowed to talk about what we've been playing?
I would not.
This episode, or
out of
not?
Pure strategy.
We can, but then we're giving away our strategies. But in all honesty, they can actually go look at our trophy counts once we sync, and they can see what we're playing.
They can't go look at mine.
Oh, did you turn yours offline?
No, like my privacy account. Like, none, I don't think I'm friends with any of the remember the Loot Crew. Not because I don't like them or anything, but just I've never added them, or they never added me as a friend. So I don't think we're friends, and like they can't. I don't think they can. And like again, my PSN profiles. Because I have the privacy settings on my PlayStation set now, like no one can view my except for me. Actually, I can't even view them.
You know what? That's a great idea. I should go to my trophy settings to private.
Well, okay, yes, you could, but
yourself,
in the spirit of in the spirit of competition, Daryl did ask me to keep everybody's profile open.
Well, in the spirit of competition, no.
This is war.
In the spirit of competition, duty water.
Alright, did you say your trophy count? I kind of lost track here.
No, I haven't done mine yet.
What's your trophy count, sir?
I am at a level 21 trophy count of 3,851, and I am polishing off 2 new platinums again this week, rounding out at 50.
Alright, we're going to get into what we're playing, and I'm going to kind of join in with you.
That's 5 platinums for the war.
Yes, I'm gonna kind of get into what we're playing with you at the same time, because we both popped a platinum last night as of this recording, and that was a biatch.
It was. I'd have had it a lot sooner had a certain somebody not killed me.
Yes, but in my defense, I was going for a trophy myself.
I know,
and I didn't.
That's why I didn't get mad.
I didn't get the trophy because I had to get a triple kill, and we're not going to mention the game's name. I had to get a triple kill, and just when I did, I hit the button to get the triple kill. The fourth member of the group dropped out, and I only got a double. But unfortunately, Yield was a casualty of that double.
And that was the only death that round.
Yes, it was.
You know what I'm sad about? This whole war thing. First of all, this war has turned me off all trophies. For real. Like, I mentioned it in my, the other, last week's episode, the first episode we had after the war started. Like, I didn't tell y'all that. I was talking to LaKira. Like, I don't want this war to go on no more. I don't want to be in it no more. This junk has turned me off all trophies, but
I have to come down to the Buttercup.
Yes, I know, I'm not going back and out, but at the same time, I'm like, dang, I'm going to have to chump because I don't have any games, and the only game I have that allow me to get trophies still is Watch Dogs for the Station 4. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
That's going to be a rough plat, Don.
I'm not getting that plat either. No time.
The only reason I don't have that plat is because of those fucking drinking games. That's the only reason. Yeah.
That's why I ain't got it on Station 3.
I will go for that platinum, but not until after the war.
And even with the drinking games, they were hard when the game came out. They actually dropped down the difficulty in the drinking games because people were complaining it was too hard, and it's still too hard.
Yeah, I don't know what they was thinking about when they even came up with this whole idea of the drinking game. I don't know what they was thinking about.
Those are rough.
Yeah.
I get to like level 10. Because I completed one of the drink games. There's three of them. I get to level 10 on the other two, and I just cannot beat it. And the worst part is you get so drunk you pass out, and then you got to run back, and sometimes it's not available to do. So you got to run to the other side of the map, do the other one, and then hopefully you can keep doing it. Oh, it's so infuriating. All right, so Yield, without giving too many details about what we're playing, what are you playing? I mean, are you playing anything in particular that you're excited about?
Well, I put it in chat what I picked up. I had some gift cards, and I was like, you know what? You know, this one game people have said some good things about, so, you know, especially Alex. So I was like, well, you know what? It's $10. Gives me a reason to play my Vita, so I'll pick it up. So I picked it up, started playing today. I also picked up a couple of other $20 games that I've been wanting to pick up. They dropped down to the $20 price point. That's as low as they go in Sony world, unless they're like, it's the last copy and they really want to get rid of it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pick those up. So I did. So I've got like I got five games for $30 or no, $50, five games for $50. So
that's not a bad price.
No, that's not a bad price at all. I almost picked up Black Flag because it was down to $20, but I'm so supposed to be getting some more gift cards from work, so I'll be going back and getting that, but that'll be I play it later.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but I think if you buy the PS4 version, you get the PS3 version for free. Because I know, yeah. I have it for PS3, and I got it for free.
Gotcha. I don't know. I doubt I go back and play it on the 3. I'm playing it on the 4. I know you're thinking double trophies. I know.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking double trophies. I'm just thinking don't buy it on the 3.
Oh, buy it on the 4. No. I'm buying it for the 4.
Okay.
All the games I've bought has been for the 4. The only 3 game that I see me possibly buying would be Stick of Truth.
Okay. Alex, what have you been playing?
Without too many details. Well, I've been playing. I gained another platinum this week. Well, another two platinums this week. And the most recent one is a game that a multiplayer game that has been talked about on this show many times, especially by Yield and by Tricky. So I will tell you that I thoroughly enjoyed it. Got the platinum, and it's a game I still want to play sometime. So if you guys ever want to get together for a match, let's. Go ahead and rumble with maybe the Loot Crew. Maybe we'll have that rematch and be able to show them what's what, give them the business. And I'll say with the game I'm playing actually right now, because I don't think anyone from the Poot Crew is going to go for it because it's a long, long platinum. Lego Marvel. Of course, I've been playing that for a little bit, but I'm at 94% right now. So very, very close to that platinum.
Yeah, I was playing Lego Avengers when the war started, and I kind of gave up because I really don't want to run through Manhattan trying to get all the gold bricks and everything.
Yeah, I mean it's a time sink. So like, I don't know why anyone would ever be like, oh, blah blah blah, play the Lego games. I mean, they're not hard, but they're just, I mean, they eat up a lot of time.
That game is the longest that I spent in any Lego game to get the platinum. A lot of that was because I refused to look it up because I was trying to figure it out on my own, and then I got to the last character, couldn't find him, said screw it. I already spent like what felt like 10 hours looking for him on my own, so I looked it up. But I logged in about 50, 51 hours on that platinum.
That is definitely the longest Lego game. But see, the problem is like the trophies that I don't have in Avengers right now are very easy trophies. It's like play with this character, play with this character, play with this character, play with this character, all in the same session. It's just a matter of going and finding those characters and whatnot. So it's a matter of just running through, getting the gold bricks and whatnot. It's not hard. It's just I could pop probably like 9 or 10 trophies if I just run it, including the platinum. I haven't had a desire to go do it yet.
What about, anybody played the Lego Movie game?
I started playing that one, and then that one is a little tricky to play, only because of the fact that you have to do like this dance sequence, and you can't get one wrong. And some of those quick time events are just brutal.
And I thought about it, because I really loved the movie, and I was like, my little man has the game. I was like, you know what, I might just play this. But I was like, I heard about the history of how long it takes for you to, you know, platinum the game. So for the war, I'm not going to play it. But we all get around to playing it after the war because I like the movie a lot.
All right, Donnie, not too many details besides Far Cry. What else have you been playing?
Well, I can go off what I know they played already, and I don't like it. Alex liked it a lot. I have gave that Fandango a try. Oh my freaking goodness, I cannot play that game no more. That game was not fun at all to me. I gave that, what is this, Odd War New and Tasty? That, I played like, I want to say 15 minutes of it, got to like, I think it's the third stage, I believe. And I was like, you know what, cutting it off. And it's going to be like kind of a grind to get those, to get that trophy. I mean, get the Platinat. Like you said, Telltale is where it's at for a lot of this war, because I have heard them talk about it, and I played some Machone, which...
And that doesn't even have a plat.
Yeah, it doesn't have a plat.
Speaking of Machone, is that price point for all three episodes or just per episode?
$15 for the whole, all three.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said before it was even released. I thought it was being crazy as hell.
It's a standard $5 an episode.
Because I wasn't gonna get it if it was $15 an episode, no matter how big a Walking Dead fan I am.
I gotta say, I'm playing through Game of Thrones right now, and that is a struggle. I love the series, the movie, but this game is just because you're playing with characters like it's got cameos from the show and all, but. Just the characters you're playing at, they're so boring.
Well, what did I say about the series? That's why I don't want to play with Jack. I don't like the series, and I'm not going to like
you
the
game.
You
don't like Game of Thrones, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't like the series, and I don't like the game either. Well, I'm not going to like the game if I don't like the series.
I don't know. Let's get into our topics. How about that, gentlemen?
Sure. Yes.
First topic is Sumo Digital is taking over development of Dead Island 2.
I could have sworn this came out already.
That Sumo Digital was taking over?
No, Dead Island 2, period. I could have sworn Dead Island 2 been out, like, for the longest.
Not that I'm aware of.
That's the game when they running on the beach and all that stuff? On the commercial, the trailer?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
Little Big Planet 3 developer Sumo Digital has taken over development of the beleaguered Dead Island 2. Koch Media CEO Dr. Clemens Kudratsis said Sumo has showed much understanding of the brand and had creative ideas and excellent vision that was aligned with our own. It just made perfect sense for us to move the project to them. We will reveal more details at a later stage, but for now, I'd like to say that I'm obviously super excited about the progress that we're making with them. It's an honor to be charged with evolution of such an important franchise in Deep Silver's catalog, said Sumo COO Paul Porter. We're looking forward to exceeding fan expectation with ambiguous design that we're confident will take bone-crushing visceral zombie action to a whole new level. Aside from taking on Little Big Planet 3, Sumo's perhaps most well-known for its racing game prowess, developing Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, and accompanying members of the staff are now defunct Driving Experts' Bizarre Creations. Dead Island 2 was initially announced during Sony's E3 2014 press conference, and the sequel has been originally transferred from series creator to Techland to Spec Ops Align developer Jaeger, but in July 2015, publisher Deep Silver stated it wanted to part ways with the studio in order to deliver, quote, the sequel that Dead Island fans deserve.
It may not be the sequel they deserve, but it's the one they wanted.
Exactly, because they need to stop saying the gamer what gamers deserve. Ah, bull crap.
Bull crap.
It's similar to people who did not Village of the Damned. What's that game? That's a movie, actually. Village of the Damned.
Shadows of the Damned.
Shadows of the Damned. Yes.
No, that was Mikami. Wasn't that Mikami? Shinji Mikami, the Resident Evil guy.
Yeah, I know it was Resident Evil, but I thought he was that company.
I don't think it was them. I would like to say that I do have the platinum in that game.
Me too. That game is underrated.
Well, you're not fucking special.
I'm just saying the game is underrated. That's a good game.
You know, it was a good game. I really liked some of the mechanics. I really like, I don't know, it was really dark. I liked it. I just don't think it was as good as it could have been, personally. But, you know, I did like it. It's not a game that really, to me, I don't remember a whole lot from it. I remember the final boss. I remember, you know, the shooting the goat heads and stuff. I don't really remember too much more than that, though. So, like, as unique as it was, and even though it was fun, it wasn't, like, a super memorable game to me.
Really, I don't remember too much of it either. I do know that it is an underrated game.
Normally, we have to wait until the end of a month to find out what we're getting next month in PlayStation Plus. But apparently, through a roundabout way, we found out that Dead Star will be coming as a PlayStation Plus game for the month of April.
What the heck is that game?
I don't know. But apparently somebody pre-ordered the game online, and they received a message back from Sony saying, quote, "Thank you for your recent pre-order of Dead Star for PlayStation 4. We're excited to announce that Dead Star will be a free game for PlayStation Plus members in April. As such, we are refunding the full amount of your pre-order. As an added bonus, the Dead Star theme you received will remain yours. Thanks again for your support, and we hope you enjoy Dead Star in April."
What is this Dead Star supposed to be about?
Dead Star was first announced by Retro Studios Breakaway Crew and current Record developers Armature Studio back in October. It's a multiplayer arcade shooter, reminds us of Geometry Wars. It's teams up to 10 players battling out. In addition, a new mode called Escape Run was announced in December, which involves co-op players discovering massive capital ship floating out in space, then piloting it home together.
My bad for asking.
Well, of course he's gonna. Of course Donnie's gonna poop on it.
It's a free plus game. Well, let's go on to another thing that Donnie's gonna poop on, and that is PlayStation VR. Sony's answer to virtual reality has a slightly lower age limit than its competitors. Exactly 1 year lower, to be detailed. The detail comes via the PS4 firmware 3.5 update. It specifies the VR headset is not for use by children under age of 12. In comparison, the Oculus Rift and Samsung's Gear VR have suggested age requirements of 13 and up.
Why? Because kids under 12 are subject to brain cancer at an easier stage or something?
According to Engadget, the reason behind the age limit has to do with children going through, quote, a critical period in visual development, end quote, which virtual reality might interfere with. It is not clear if Sony's health and safety findings back up the added leeway, or if technology powering the PlayStation VR is just a slightly less intense.
Oh my goodness! Okay, that's But I only laugh because that's funny. Because this VR thing totally defies the whole rule. Step back because you're too close to the TV type thing. Like,
you're going
to
wear glasses.
It was even worse if you wear glasses because now you can really see what's making you go blind.
The only thing less intense in this entire discussion is VR. Excuse me, everyone's enthusiasm for VR. Because it's not there.
I'm intrigued by the VR. I don't know if I'm going to pay $800 for a headset, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
by
you
it.
Are.
I'm sure you would pay $800 for a headset because you'd rather pay $800. You'd rather pay $800 for a headset than $10 for an indie game on PSN.
Here we go.
It went up again.
What went up again?
The price wasn't it less than that, and then less than that again.
We don't know the actual price.
$800,
boy,
they
is
out there freaking
mad. Harmonix confirms it has a new Rock Band 4 publishing partner. Rock Band developer Harmonix has confirmed that it's partnered with accessory manufacturer PDP, which stands for Performance Design Products, for the ongoing development of Rock Band 4. Harmonix launched Rock Band 4 with hardware and, I can't say that word, peripheral?
Peripherals.
Thank you. Maker Mad Cats.
Peripherals? Yeah, there we go. That's the word.
Maker Mad Cats, which had previously assumed publishing duties for Rock Band 3 from MTV Games and EA back in 2011. Early last month, Mad Cats announced that just over one-third of the company's staff were to be laid off in the wake of the most significant recent quarterly financial results. The shakeup followed resignations of several top-level company executives. Harmonix confirmed via an FAQ on its website that new products from PDP won't ship until later this year and that Mad Cats will continue to sell the current products. Further details on the new instruments should be discussed later this year at PAX East and E3. Harmonix and Mad Cats are continuing to work together, and Mad Cats has been an important partner as they continue to sell and support controllers for the Rock Band 4. Harmonix will continue to keep all future versions of Rock Band 4 compatible with the current Mad Cats controllers, and Mad Cats will continue to support the hardware warranties and firmware updates. Harmonix also stressed that this new partnership has not changed the studio's DLC and title update plans over the next coming months. Harmonix recently announced its crowdfunding plan to port the series to PC and resurrect the Rock Band network and continues to support the console versions with regular weekly DLC. This week, it's One Direction, but usually it's much, much better. That's not my quote. That's the quote from the article. All right. Rocking through the news, let's talk about some more rocketing. And that is Rocket League is getting a basketball mode.
Woohoo! Whoop, whoop.
A Twitter tease from developer Psyonix has revealed that new basketball-themed mode for Rocket League, possibly called Hoops. There's a hint of the new mode, which, going by the screenshot, will require high-level aerial skills to nudge the giant ball into a half-pipe-style hoop could arrive in time for March Madness, the college basketball tournament. This isn't the first time Rocket League after the sport other than soccer. Last year, it added the Snow Day playlist, which turns the game into an ice hockey for free. Hopefully, this new mode will follow suit in terms of pricing, although we have not had word on that yet.
Yes, more of that, more of Rocket League.
Rocket League is good.
It is.
It's fantastic. It's... Yeah.
I'm kind of intrigued. I don't know if you guys see this screenshot.
We should organize gamer nights around it.
Absolutely. We are definitely going to do that.
I'm going to whoop some ass.
All right. Well, that is the news. We do not have a topic of the week other than the smack talk and talk about the trophy war.
Well, I do want to mention this, that I forget who on the Loot crew had mentioned this. It's on their last episode about Far Cry's Primal's map. Like, people saying, like, it looked like the same as that map as Far Cry 4 or the other Far Cry. And then he broke up an interesting comment saying, like, maybe it is the other map during prehistoric age. And I was like, that's a pretty good idea. And then they came up with another one saying, what if all the maps from, like, Grand Theft Auto are the same thing? They're just flipping it upside down and all that stuff, and people haven't noticed yet.
Let's close out the show, gentlemen. Let's do some housekeeping.
Yes, yes, because we don't need to sink to the first level. Well, we kind of do because we're losing.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members and welcome some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProvenGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways to get a hold of us. The first one is our phone number. Yield, what is that number?
330-PROVEN9, 330-776-8369.
You can also send us an email, trophyhorrors@provengamer.com. You can get a hold of us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at TrophyHorrors. Contact me at TrickyMick. You can contact Donnie at YoungTwist. Contact Yielded. I yield to no one. And according to the Poop Crew, at the end of the month, you can get a hold of Alex at Sondasaurus Rex. Because, Alex, they said the beating is going to be so bad that you're going to wind up selling your PlayStation 4 and returning back to Twitter.
Yeah, did they do that in between watching old school wrestling videos and listening to Larry the Cable Guy stand up? Because I heard someone say, get her done. And if you're going to sit there and quote Larry the Cable Guy, you're just making an ass out of yourself.
If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to go check out the other podcasts. Remember the Loot, PG Spoilers, which we will be doing some shows soon. Just wait until the end of the month. And our newest podcast, Whatever Talk.
Whatever.
All of our podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, your various podcast applications on your smart devices, and coming soon to Google Play. But no matter how you listen to us, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and let us know how good of a job we're doing. Also, get involved in the PlayStation 4 communities. We have one for the Proven Gamer. We have a Trophy Wars one called the T-Dubs Brothel. And, Yield, you have one for PlayStation Platinum Getters, right?
Yes, Platinum Guild.
The Platinum Guild. That is going to bring us to the end of our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life,
which is a fantastic annual charity event. It's going to be 25 hours this year. Sorry, 24 hours on November 5th. What you can do if you want to get in on the action is you can go to the website and sign up to play on your own, join a team, or make your own team. Pick a Children's Miracle Network hospital of your choice, and then you collect donations. Friends, family, coworkers, anyone you feel comfortable talking to. Basically, it's just important to spread the word and raise some money for some sick kids. And every single donation, every single dollar and cent that you collect in your donations, your sponsorships, will go to the hospital that you've chosen to represent. So it's a fantastic cause. It's a great way for you just to kind of veg out, to cheese, and just play some video games all day. But at the same time, make sure that some hospitals and some children get some much-needed funds to help them continue their and hopefully overcome their brave struggle against some pretty damn serious stuff. So it's just an awesome way to do something really, really good for others. And we like altruism on this show. It's a beautiful thing.
While you're signing up for Extra Life, they can also go to our GoFundMe.
If you go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer, we've got some trophy-themed donations set up. We're trying to raise some money to get a better podcasting equipment to bring the fans a better listening podcast. So go there, donate some money. Tricky will platinum a decent game. Donnie will sing you a song.
Hey, I did that.
Only because of the war.
It doesn't matter. I still platinumed a good game. We won't talk about the 2 platinum before that, but it was a good game. And our last sponsor. Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, would each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, stop by Proving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. All that being said, let's close out the show with some shout outs. Alex.
As always, I want to thank the listeners for spending some time with us every single week. We appreciate you guys because you are the fuel that keeps us going. Without you guys, you know, we're just remember the poot, and, you know, with 2 listeners. So we certainly appreciate you guys for letting us into your home, into your ears, and just kind of, again, spending some time with us every week. I also want to give a shout-out to
It's pretty sad, I'm one of their 2 listeners.
Oh, well, Donnie's the other one.
Well, yeah, but I'm the other one.
So, but I also want to give a shout out to the Trophy Horse team for we're keeping it close on the plat count, and I have a feeling that regardless of what is said by the Poot Crew, we will pull out a victory at the end of the Trophy War when it's all said and done. And lastly, as always, I want to give a shout out to my wonderful and awesome and loving girlfriend Christina for always being so supportive and just rooting on Team Trophy Whores and just generally just being a big fan of Proven Gamer. So,
all right, yield.
Oh, let's see here. I like to give a shout out. Oh, I just got zapped. Give a shout out to the Four Horsemen for recording tonight. Shout out to the fans for always downloading, listening, and spreading the whoredom. A shout out to the fact that I think I'm going to make my resolution this year of averaging a platinum a month.
Getting five platinums in 1 month doesn't negate the fact that you can get five platinums in 5 months.
Yeah. Well, hey, you're going by...
All I got to do, I'm going by average. So I'm ahead of my average.
Yeah, but I say averaging. Yeah, averaging by the end of the year.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you 12. Can take the next 2 months off is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, I'm just saying by average. Yeah, you got it.
All right. Any more shout-outs to Yield?
Nah, I think I'm good this week.
All right. And Donnie?
Give a shout-out to the listeners. Thanks for listening. Thanks for doing the... Like was mentioned a few episodes ago, going to Extra Mile and reading those PG notes. Oh, hold on. Okay, sorry, I had to take a pause. I was spotted. Had to lay them out real quick. thanks for going to Extra Mile and getting those. You know, going to PG again. That's awesome. Oh, you doing that? To the Whatever Talk crew, Tuesday is our release date. Listen to it because we have the death battle between Scarlet Witch and Jean Grey.
Which you are totally wrong on, by the way.
Well, we can discuss this after the show because Scarlet would dominate. But okay. I want to redo the show. That show it did not go the way I wanted to go at all. In the family, thanks for being patient with me. Lakira, she's been telling me, you just got to bust these trophies out. You get to bust these trophies out. Like, listen here, lady.
Wow, you know. your wife, too?
Wow, your own wife is telling you to get trophies.
I know.
Stop spending time with me. Go get trophies.
I'm going to tell y'all like I told her, and I believe I told y'all this before. My whole thing was like, I don't care what you guys had to say. And what the Lou had to say, if I got that Vanquish plat, I didn't care about any other trophy after that.
Uh-huh. But you don't have the Vanquish plat. So go get trophies. And my shout-outs are to my Horseman brothers for coming through on the war, minus Donnie. a huge shout-out to Sin Seeker, who came over to my house last night and struggled through our nonsense for trophies.
It worked.
It kind of worked. Not really. It's a struggle. I can't believe I'm going to try to do it on the PS3 as well. So that's going to be fun.
Good luck.
Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, who went and saw Zootopia today.
Since how is liked that?
It. I didn't see it. My Grammy took her, so I didn't see it.
I was expecting more, especially by being such a diversity of animals there.
And I want to give a shout out to the goddess who is being patient with me when I tell her she can't watch TV because I have trophies to pop.
Got a war to win.
She's literally
Go to your room. I have trophies.
It's literally that because I've actually started remote playing on the big Trickytron 2000 that Alex was talking about before, just to free up my big screen TV that's right there, which listeners you can't see, but it's literally right there, and just to give her some TV time. But then I tell her she's got to watch TV on mute because I need to hear the sound on my game. So until next week. Happy trophy hunting. And send in your MP3s and your emails for 250. Get involved. Check out that Facebook group. We want to hear you guys. We want to be a part of you guys. We want to celebrate with you guys. 250 is a milestone in podcasting. Get involved. We want you guys to call in. We want you to email. We want you to send in those MP3s. Do that.
Do it.
Until next week, do happy it. Trophy hunting.
Peace out. This thing gonna vanquish. Have me looking like check Obama. It.
Bling bling, check platinum
it.
King.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whordom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it, you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.